Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI AM 1281.7. I'm Craig Montana, always being joined in studio by some folks with some events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy. Everyone's always welcome to the events that we talk about here on the Community Corner. And today we're going to be discussing two different events. We're going to first have our good friend from the Nancy Kara Roberts Memorial Library, the librarian Nancy Higgins, in the studio today. And also Jody Schultz. She's here from the MHMR, the Brazos Valley, MHMR Authority of the Brazos Valley. We're discussing a couple of things happening as well here in the Community Corner. But up first, let's get into the topic of the Nancy Kara Roberts Memorial Library. And good morning to you, Andrea. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just fine. And glad to have you in today. And first off, we talk about the Nancy Kara Roberts Memorial Library. You are the librarian. What is it that you do at the library?
Yeah, I'm the librarian, so I oversee the library and everything we do there. We have a great staff. I'm sure you've met most of us if you've stopped by, but yeah, I'm the librarian.
There you go. You're in charge of getting all the books in and keeping the thing running.
Exactly.
Right. That's it. And is it, you always assume, you always see on TV and movies, librarian, and there's always like, be quiet and just very, very, but you know, is it like that, your job?
Well, we like to say we have quiet spaces, mm-hmm. but the library in general is a community center now. So you'll see all kinds of activities going on and kids, teens, adults, people of all ages. So it's not always as quiet as it used to be.
Okay. Well, good. That's a good thing. Place. So let's talk about you guys always have things going on at the library. It's a community a space. There's always an event happening on. What's coming up in the near future?
Yeah,
at the library?
We have a lot of exciting things coming up. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we have Catherine Powers. She'll be offering a free fitness and wellness information session. She'll be giving away a free Alexa Dot. So I encourage people to come out to that.
Oh, okay.
And then next week, the library is turning 119 years old. So Tuesday from 2:30 to 5:30, we're going to be having a birthday party. There'll be cake and punch for anybody who stops by, and that is our Lego club at 4 o'clock. So the kids will have a Lego contest, a building contest. Should be fun. And then I'm really excited about something we have coming up for Black History Month. Dr. Roberts from Texas A&M started the Texas Freedom Colonies Project, and African Americans founded freedom colonies all across Texas from 1866 to 1930. So this project actually maps these colonies in rural communities and talks to families and descendants of these colonies and collects their stories. So we don't have a date yet, but she will be coming in late February to talk about the project. They have actually mapped 7 freedom colonies in Washington County already.
Oh, wow.
And so it's very interesting. I encourage people to come out to that, and we'll have more information coming up soon about that.
Keep an eye on that one. And then I know you guys have something coming up. We heard about this morning, the Bryn Mawr ISD. They're having a little, is it like a lecture or just an information series?
So it's actually a motivational speaker. His name is Timothy Shoemaker. He should be really great. But he is putting on a program to talk about the dangers of vaping. The program is geared towards parents, so it's informative but also fun. And he will be at the library February 19th at 5:30.
All right. And of course, you have these type of things going on all the time, but there's also more than just, you know, going and hearing people talk.
Right.
You guys have all kinds of things for the kids, you know, teenagers, various age groups, the library as well, just kind of throughout the year.
Yeah, sure. Every Tuesday after school at 4 p.m., we have some fun program with Miss Lulu. That's for kids up to age 10. So we talked about Lego Club. Today, they're making bird feeders out of pine cones. So that should be fun. And then she does Kids Cafe every second Tuesday. So they cook something, but every Tuesday at 4, that's for kids. And then we have a lot going on for the teens. So we have a teen book club called Books and Bites, free pizza. That's the third Tuesday of every month. If you're not a big reader, that's okay. They talk about the books that are coming out. You don't have to have read the book ahead of time. You can just show up. And then we have teen night the last Monday of every month. So we always do something fun.
There you go. Oh, and so everybody's included to go by, do that if they want to.
Yeah.
You know, no sign up for it. No,
everything's
no cost
free. You don't have to register. You can just show up.
There you go. All right, and so let's talk about adults. So, you know, what kind of things can the adults do with the library?
Of course, we have all kinds of things for adults. So every Thursday, starting in February, we're starting a new Excel class. It ranges from beginners to moderate level, but if you're wanting to learn about Excel, come at 5:30. That's every Thursday evening. And then every Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, we have one-on-one computer help. So you can come by, sign up for a time slot. This is for anyone. If you're just needing to learn how to use a mouse, learn the basics, or you're advanced and you're trying to, you know, do some kind of complicated graph or chart in a project you're doing, we have someone who can help you with that. And then we have free family law help every fourth Tuesday of the month. So that's today from 11 to 2. We work with a help center out of Austin. So if you have legal issues, that's free. Stop by. We can get you set up for a session. And then our number one question right now seems to be about tax forms. So the IRS does mail us tax forms every year. Those should be in February.
All right. So there we go. And, of course, if people have any questions, you know, just pop in the library.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys. you guys have plenty of answers for anything there.
Exactly.
All right. And, of course, if people want to go by and actually get the, you know, library card, mm-hmm. you know, how do they go about doing that?
So it's free for anyone to get their library card as long as you're a Texas resident, age 5 and up. So just stop by. All you need is something that shows you have a Texas address. It's free to get a card. You just fill out a real quick form, and then you're good to go.
There you go. And, of course, you can use that library anytime. What are your hours of operation?
Yeah, so we're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 5, and then Saturday, 9 to 3.
There you go. And you guys have some interesting different rooms that people can mm-hmm. kind of rent out and use for various things as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of community spaces. All are free to use. Our large program room, we just ask that you have a library card. It's free to reserve. You can reserve it online at cityofbrenham.org/library. Or, of course, give us a call and we're happy to help you reserve it. That we have a conference room, which has a smart board and web conferencing. And then we have study rooms if you're just needing a quiet space to study.
There you go. All right. Anything else going on in the library that we need to talk about this morning?
Oh, I think that's enough for now. But yeah. If you, you know, you're interested in anything I talked about, you can follow us on Facebook. We have a calendar on our website. Or, of course, just give us a call and we're happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. Now, if people want to maybe, you know, volunteer at the library, you know, how do they go? Can they do that, help out?
Yeah, we love volunteers. So we have just a basic volunteer form. If you'll stop by the library, fill it out for us, tell us what you're interested in helping with, and then we'll get you started. We're always looking for people who are interested in sharing a skill, or if you have a business that you want to talk about, offer a free program to the community. We always love those volunteers.
There you go. And another way to help out the library is through donations, because you guys have that, I guess the Fort Niner Club does a big
yes.
Drive for the library every year.
Yeah, and actually their big book sale is coming up the end of February at the fairgrounds. It starts the last Wednesday of the month. All of the proceeds they get from that book sale, they donate to the library.
So another thing to kind of put on the calendar yeah. and keep that in mind. That is a big deal because
it is.
A lot of folks go to that one.
They usually have around 90,000 books, so
wow. okay.
lots of stuff to look through.
That's plenty of books to look through there. All right. Again, Andrea, and if people have questions, they have a number they can call
yeah.
to get hold of you guys.
Just give us a call at 979-337-7201.
There you go. All right, Andrea Hikes from the NASCAR Roberts Memorial Library. Thanks for coming in and talking with us today, and have fun at the library,
I guess. All right, thank you.
There you go.